Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary, and the sports world is afire. We've got college football, pro football, the playoffs are here, a lot of incredible news, probably none bigger news than the passing of baseball great Pete Rose.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in depth in the next segment, but man, what a legend, what an icon both on and off the field.
Yes, he was, and I've got a few stories to tell about him, but we'll save that for the next segment, but what an incredible time I had watching some of the leading lead-up games to the playoffs. The Mets and the Atlanta Braves vying for two wild card spots had a two games postponed because of the hurricane on the East Coast, rescheduled for Monday. They were both tied with the same record going into Monday. And what was on the table is each of them had to win one game to get in. And Arizona sat on the outside of that waiting to see who was going to win a doubleheader so that they could go in. And it didn't happen. But the first game was one of the best games, most exciting games for baseball fans you could possibly ask for. A topsy-turvy game that went back and forth. Ozzie Albies, Francisco Lindor were the two stars of this game for the Braves and the Mets. And it was Lindor's two-run home run that put the Mets back on top for the final time and clinched that game that sent them to the playoffs. An incredible game. For those of you who missed it, it was one of those should watch. And
instant classic.
Yeah. And then, of course, the pressure is now all on Atlanta. And their ace, probable Cy Young Award winner in Chris Sale, cannot make it. Back spasms. So now they have a makeshift, you know, let's find out what's going to happen with the rotation, who's going to pitch. And Chris Sale, as it turns out, Atlanta wins. Great performance all the way around, clutch performance. Both the Mets and the Braves get in. Chris Sale is not going to be available for the first round. A big setback for them. And, of course, the Arizona Diamondbacks sat home all day long watching their outcome, and it had to go down to the final out before they could finally say, our season's over with. Unbelievable
brutal
pressure. Brutal is the word. All day torture. All day torture. All right, we're going to be right back with our first segment, and we'll be right back after this. Let's see about that. Okay, we're ready to move on over to the Financial Coach's Corner with Brad Kreger. And Brad, we have a caller that's interested in asking you a question.
Yeah, Bill M. from Azusa wants to know about long-term care and what he should do. So I'm going to start with some statistics. According to HHS, 56% of those people turning 65 today will need care at some point in their life. The average cost of that care is $128,000.
Wow.
So, yeah, right. That's a lot. But those of you guys that know me know that my father needed long-term care for 15 years. My younger brother Dave, and my mom cared for my dad at home for 5 years. And then when it got too much, my dad spent the last 10 years of his life in a nursing home. And my father's illness, which forced him to retire at 51, cost my mom everything. Not because of the lack of long-term care insurance, but by mistakes of their CPA and estate attorney, which is why I left music, went into the financial services industry, and why estate planning and taxes is a big deal to me. Anyway, back to it for Bill. Yes, I do think you should get long-term care coverage in some form. There are three different ways, Bill. There's long-term care in a traditional sense. There is a long-term care annuity hybrid. And then there is a life insurance long-term care hybrid. The most straightforward is a long-term care annuity contract. It's real simple. You double or triple your money. Most complex, because there's a lot of options, is a long-term care life insurance. That might be one of the better ways to cover it. What do I have? I have long-term care traditionally, but I bought it a long time ago before I got married because I didn't want what happened to my mother to happen to my wife. Either way you buy a long-term care, you get that coverage. It really is designed to keep you in your home for as long as possible. And there are care coordinators to help you and your family get through, kind of navigate the landscape. So long-term care insurance is more than just dollars to cover the costs of care. So, I just wanted to shift gears real quick. And I have, you can see that, 316 signed home run baseballs by Ron Say.
Okay.
One for every home run that Ron hit. And I'm going to give one of these to any listener or viewer who wants and receives a second opinion before the end of the year. If you want one of these or are interested in it, give us a call at 888-908-4BFF. Again, that number is 888-908-4BFF. Or you can email me at brad@bfffinancial.com. That's brad@bfffinancial.com. Anyway, you guys have a great day. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Brad. That's your long-term health care tip from Brad Kreger. Thanks, Brad.
Take care, Ron.
They still call me the Penguin.
We are back. We'll see about that. And the portion of this show is sponsored by Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is the proud sponsor and partner of We'll See About That. Be sure to remember my VIP code, Ron Say, when checking out at melissas.com. I was watching the wrap-up of the game yesterday, and it was announced that Pete Rose had passed on at the age of 83. And I knew that Pete had not been doing well, let's say, the last few years. Didn't seem like it, didn't act like it. That documentary that came out here a while back, I did not think that that helped him much with that. He did not look good in that. He had, unfortunately, some very unfinished business.
He sure did. I was quite amazed he was 83. I thought he was younger, actually. And, he played the game so hard that I can't imagine what kind of pain he was in later in life. I understand, recently it shows he was in a wheelchair because of back pain. But, they called him Charlie Hustle for a reason. You played against him. You played, in the same era. Give us your thoughts and your takes about Pete Rose, his career, and his legacy after baseball.
I loved Pete Rose.
Yeah.
He was the epitome of baseball, but to a little bit of a higher level. You see this guy that is, Charlie Hustle. He runs to first base when he gets a walk. He slides head first. He doesn't do anything easy.
He takes out catchers in all-star games.
He does, and that is where his competitiveness probably got the best of him. I want to win the game. I'm going to play the hard way the game is played hard, but I certainly don't want to, end someone's career or endanger someone's career. And sometimes it happens that way in baseball, certainly more in football than anything else. But it was unfortunate that it had happened, but that was Pete. He diligently went about his work every single day, taking swings from both sides of the plate, being a switch hitter. That's truly dedicated. He played pepper before the games, warming up in the no pepper games area. Yeah. They finally, because Pete was going to come out and play. He was. He was going to play pepper until it was time for them to take the field. And, you know, that's what we did back then. A lot of guys played pepper. They don't do that anymore. You know, they've got other things that they do. But the ultimate competitor, and I will tell you a quick story. My rookie year, we are in first place in the first week of September, and Cincinnati's Big Red Machine is red hot. And they go on to win 41 of the last 50 games and eventually overtake us to win the National League West in 1973. We finished 2.5 games back of Cincinnati because they got so hot. It wasn't because we played poorly. It's just that they got so hot. And during this series in Dodger Stadium in the first week of September, they were warming up. And when Pete came up behind the cage, you know, there wasn't any high penguin. It was whatever. He just walked up and said, "Penguin, the only way you guys are going to beat us is if our effing plane goes down in September." And I got to tell you, I started laughing louder than you did. It was so off the cuff. So different, and I couldn't help it. It was hysterical, and you know, eventually it proved out to be right. But that was Pete. I always had a good relationship with him. I considered all those guys from the Cincinnati Reds not only to be our main competition, but I enjoyed all of those guys. It was very competitive. You know, we're there to win. They know that if they beat us, all due respect to the National League East, in the National League East, National League West combo of leagues back then, you're going to the World Series. And it played out that way. And, wow, the Reds' 1976 team, they won back-to-back World Series championships. And I thought that was the best team that I'd ever played against in my career.
Really? That's the best team you ever played against?
Yeah, 1976. Joe Morgan and I had a number of conversations about it. And I was the one who actually brought it up. I said, "You know, Joe, I think your 76 team was the best team I ever played." He says, "I feel the same way. I'm surprised that you would have said that." I said, "Well, you shouldn't be surprised because you guys were really that good." And, you know, the when you line up with Bench, Perez, Morgan, Concepcion, Rose, Foster, Geronimo, and Griffey, you got your hands full every day. And those guys came to play. They were dedicated. They knew. They disciplined themselves. You know, they had the low stirrup socks. You know, no facial hair. Sparky Anderson kept them, you know, in line. And, you know, and pretty much those guys had a nucleus of leaders. And that's, you know, and even Tom Seaver came over and played with them a little bit later. So, yeah, I have great respect for the Cincinnati Reds, great respect for Pete Rose. And as I said, he had some unfinished business, unfortunately, that he primarily dedicated the rest of his life trying to get in the Hall of Fame.
Kind of his own worst enemy in some respects. What the same thing that drove him to be a great baseball player was probably his greatest weakness too, his competitiveness, his singular competitiveness. I was a little too young for the Big Red Machine. I do remember as a wee lad when he was with the Phillies.
Yes.
Those great Phillies teams when Carlton Fisk came over too. Yeah. Those were great teams. And let's just go through some of his records here. And I want to get your reaction, Ron, to some of these numbers. Most games ever played. 3,916 games.
I played in 2,000.
In 2,000 games.
Yeah.
He had most games as a switch hitter.
I wasn't a switch hitter.
3,562.
Yeah.
And this is the one that struck me the most. 14,053 at-bats. 14,053 at-bats. Ron, you had
7,100, something like that?
7,162.
77, yeah. Essentially, that's twice the amount of at-bats. I honestly can't even imagine going to the plate 14,000 times.
You would have had 700 home runs.
I may have had 700 home runs, but I don't know if I would have ever been able to last the way that he did. The incredible thing about it, too, is that 17 years, I believe, he played in over 150 games. Do you know guys don't play 150 games anymore?
No.
You don't have one player on your team that plays 150 games. And it was the same way for us when we were playing. As the fabled infield, Garvey Lopes, Russell, and myself, during our heyday, we were averaging as a foursome over 150 games a year. And that was due partly to, you know, that helped with our success. It helped with the ease of which Walter Alston and Tom Lasorda could walk into their office and write up the lineup.
Yeah.
Which doesn't take place today.
No.
Somebody does that for you.
The MBAs are coming down with that information. The Harvard guys.
The metrics in our time wouldn't have gone over very well.
Yeah.
Because it would have been extremely difficult, and I say this because I know these guys very well.
You do.
To be able to tell actually, they wouldn't tell him. They would post it that Reggie Smith or Dusty Baker is not playing today, or me or Davey or anybody really that's playing every day, our everyday eight. There'd be a lot of guys lined up outside of Lasorda's door ready to knock on it until he answered it and explained to them who's playing and I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. Because this is shortly in the wake of when, you know, free agency hasn't really got started yet. And so there's the culture of the, you know, for good or bad, that if I don't play, I don't get seen. And if I don't get seen, I'm not successful. And if I'm not successful, there's 10,000 other guys ready to take my place.
Yeah. And, you know, I will say, though, that, you know, of the success of which we had as an infield, we pretty much destroyed the minor league system for 10 years. That was unfortunate. Because all of those other players that had been drafted and have the same hopes and dreams of being there as like we did have to go do it someplace else. So it was not an easy road to do, but we to walk down. But the success factor in terms of number of games today, how they graded out, they don't expect you to play 140 games anymore.
They don't. We're going to talk more about the great Pete Rose right after the break. Stay with us. We'll see about that.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save.
And we are back. We'll see about that with the great Ron Say. And we're just remembering the great Pete Rose, who passed away sadly at the age of 83, an all-time legend. I mean, you know, we had Brett Boone on the show a couple weeks ago. We asked him, who's your favorite player growing up? Pete Rose. And you hear that a lot, you know, from multiple generations.
Well, if you're a kid in Cincinnati growing up watching baseball, I would say Pete Rose probably has a pretty big fan club.
He sure does. Yeah. And, I mean, his numbers are just unbelievable to look at. Yeah. I mean, 23 years and... Of course, you know, we're going to get to the big one at the end, but this one is absolutely amazing to me. And he, his hits, seasons with 150 or more games, like you said, 17 times, seasons with 100 or more games, 23 consecutive. And this one is crazy to me. Seasons with 200 or more hits, 10, tied with the great Ichiro Suzuki.
Yeah. Yeah, that that there is mind-boggling too. I mean, that's you got to be a great contact hitter, which is not the case in today's game, not anymore. It's the only guy that is doing that with ease is the young man and the second baseman for San Diego, Arias, who won his third straight batting title.
He did, yeah.
And he didn't strike out five times the second half of the season. Didn't strike out five times. Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable. And the funny thing about that, too, is, though, is that, and this is where I have a little bit of a question, you know, each of those three titles, he won with a different team.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened there. I don't understand why he got, why he was in a merry-go-round. You know, usually if you're a three-time batting champion, I don't expect him to leave San Diego, I'll tell you that.
No, no. They're going to pull the Brinks truck up for him,
yeah,
probably.
I think so. Well, I would, you know, it makes sense. Let's put it that way.
And I was looking at his numbers last night, too. It should be noted that Ronsay has a better OPS than Pete Rose. Just throwing it out there. And double the amount of home runs and half the amount of at-bats. Just throwing that out there, too.
Okay.
He was a singles hitter, but he did have 746 doubles career.
Yeah.
You pointed this out, 10,328 outs career.
Yeah. I mean, I never even came close to getting 10,000 at bats. He made 10,000. It's like, you know, it's like Reggie Jackson. When you look at his overall statistics,
yeah, a lot of strikeouts.
You know, he struck out 2,700 times.
Yeah, he did.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
You know, that's 5 years plus of having 500 at-bats, and you strike out every at-bat of every game for the entire season.
He was kind of the talisman for the, you know, the modern era we're in now because, he'd have 30, 40 home runs.
Oh, he would fit right in.
But he'd hit 260 and have 200 strikeouts on the year.
You see, 270 right now, the way things break down, is the new 300. We only had seven players, or I should say Major League Baseball, only had seven players hit 300 this year. And, of course, the biggest stars were the ones who came through with it. You look at the year that Aaron Judge has, and Ohtani, you know, is a tick behind just about every statistic that Judge has.
Yeah.
You're talking about batting average. You're talking about runs scored, runs batted in. The only on-base percentage, slugging percentage, ops, war, you name it, it all goes to Judge, and Ohtani's right behind him. And where Ohtani has the big difference, of course, is the stolen bases.
Stolen bases, yeah.
And he came close to what eventually would have been a miraculous year on top of everything that he else has done. And he ends up coming in second in the batting title.
He did. He narrowly missed the Triple Crown.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
This was shocking to me. There hasn't been an NL player to win the Triple Crown to achieve that since like 1937 or something like that.
Yeah, it's been a long time, and it's an incredible achievement. You know, I saw you saw Miguel Cabrera's when he was with Detroit. Yastrzemski did it. It's just a phenomenal achievement. And, you know, I guess you could say that
I don't think you're going to see anymore. I mean,
I don't know how much better you can do.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't know if there – you look at Ohtani's year. How do you come back and have the mind to say, that's what I'm going to do again, or this is my range of where I'm going to – it's not. It's off the charts, crazy. You know, there were only two guys, I think, that had ops of over 1,000. And it was Judge and Ohtani.
Yeah.
They, too, are the best. And Bobby Witt, don't forget, George Brett was on the show a few weeks ago raving about Bobby Witt Jr., and he should. Bobby Witt Jr. had the second highest WAR in all of baseball. And it's not going to get him an MVP award.
No, not in that market, for
sure. No, not that one, that's for sure. But Aaron Judge is just an amazing player. I think he's hit over 50 home runs three times now.
He has.
And he is young, he's strong, and he's probably going to do something like that again.
And doing it all under the bright lights of playing for the New York Yankees.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if there was a team that you'd want to do this for, it would be the Dodgers and it would be the Yankees.
Yeah, the two premier franchises. All right, two last things to wrap up regarding Mr. Rose. We got to talk about, you know, his record that most people talk about, his career hit record.
Yeah.
Will probably never be surpassed. He's the number one hit leader in MLB history,
yep,
passing Ty Cobb.
Yep.
And will we ever see anybody get as many hits as Pete Rose?
Well, Ichiro did, but he did it through Japan
playing
here in the States. I think it's safe to say that it's not going to happen. And it's really not about whether somebody would play that long to do it. Again, it's a matter of saying they don't have to do it anymore.
No.
They're making so much money. And don't tell me that it isn't a deterrent about it. When you get to a certain point, you are going to say, I don't need to play this game.
Yeah, he played 23 years in the majors. And if you've made $200 million by the time you've played 12 years in the majors, and you're starting to think about, well, my foot's starting to hurt a little bit. Now I got to get up and do spring training, all this travel and all that. Who'd want to do that? You got generational wealth.
Exactly. And it's about time that hey, look, I did as much as I could. I'm comfortable. I feel good about moving on. Look what happened to Buster Posey.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, here's a guy that you know, if he would have continued to play, probably would have had, you know, maybe Hall of Fame numbers. Now, currently speaking, I think he hit 150 career home runs. And yeah, he was a part of that machine that San Francisco had for a decade where they won three world championships. One of their great players in the history of their franchise.
Yeah.
But there's not enough there to go with it. There's not enough time to accumulate those numbers. So, you know, nothing close to 3,000 hits, not 500 home runs.
All those kind of standard benchmarks you see.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, you have to be kind of in the neighborhood to get that kind of consideration. Because even if the standards are falling, especially for the pitchers, because now we have both leagues playing with the DH, earned run averages are going to go up. Wins are going to come less frequently. The whole structure is you don't pitch long enough to stay in these games to pick up a W. It's the whole thing is channeled differently.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen your last 300-game winner, most likely, unless you have, you know, a Greinke or a Scherzer or a Verlander that sticks around for another 3 or 4 years, and that's not going to happen. And they eventually win enough games. But Scherzer is only, I think, in around 200 and Charlie Huff, it was like 216 games,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yet he's probably going to be a Hall of Famer, but how many Hall of Famers win 216 games? You have to lower it. You're going to have to continue to lower it because it's not achievable anymore.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
It used to be 300 games was
your ticket to the Hall of Fame. Tommy John won 288 games.
Yeah.
He didn't get in.
Yeah, he had some interesting things to say about that.
And Bert Blyleven won 287, and he did get in.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You tell me.
It seems a little bit subjective.
Well, right? I mean, look at Pete's case.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
what I'm leading to. Let's just wrap up Pete Rose with of course, you know, what he is known for post-baseball, his ban from baseball for allegedly violating the cardinal rule of betting on games. He denied that he ever bet on his team to win, but I mean, anybody who knew him at that time and in fact knew that the man loved to gamble. Some say hitting and gambling were his only vices. He didn't, and women, of course. He didn't drink anything like that. But now the
I'm not going to go there. I will say this, however. I saw plenty of feedback based on the Instagram comments about Pete's passing. A lot of it was directed towards gambling.
Yeah.
A lot of it was directed towards Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised. I'm not trying to start anything or say anything here. But as we had mentioned in the past, Pete Rose, when he found out about Ohtani and the gambling scandal earlier in the year, said, I wish I'd had an interpreter back then.
He sure would have.
And a lot of people took heart to that. And they feel like, you know, baseball, Major League Baseball ought to get over it and get him in there. So the part that I have, you know, I feel badly about is if baseball is going to honor him posthumously, God, what a just not in favor of that.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's just like it's too late.
It is. It seems like almost like the cap of the punishment.
Courtesy, an scapegoat. Oh, now we'll put him in now.
Yeah, they're already saying like, oh, well, his ban was lifetime and his life has ended. So therefore the ban is over. Now we can put him in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, that's one way of
wearing
it.
And, you know, I definitely think that Bart Giamatti, who was the commissioner at that time, who was like one of those like crusty old writers, like a Harvard guy who's like, oh, baseball is this allegory for the Odyssey and we can't have any sort of besmirchments. I think he went a little bit too heavy. We're about a minute before this break. Do you think actually now saying it, do you think they'll put him in the Hall of Fame now?
I would be surprised if they didn't. Yeah. But I'm not. I don't think. That's why I said Pete had some unfinished business. It's unfortunate. Look, he is partly responsible for that. You know that. But things have changed over a period of time, and I can't be the one that's going to make that decision about how they do it. But personally speaking, I don't want to be honored posthumously.
Yeah,
it's not going to help me. Appreciate that opportunity, nor is my family.
Like when they offered to name that high school stadium after you, but only after you died.
I have to be deceased.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not going to have a stadium.
All right, stick around, you guys. We'll be right back. We'll see about that with the great Ron Say. Rest in peace, Pete Rose.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who else did?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
IBM and United Nations Development Program, UNDP, today launched 2 new interactive models on energy access and energy equity within UNDP's Global GeoHub platform. These innovative solutions are available to the general public and enable users to analyze complex energy issues through advanced AI technology and access a wide range of resources, helping support data-driven decision-making toward a just energy transition. Justina Nixon-Santil, Vice President and Chief Impact Officer at IBM.
We've brought together UNDP's knowledge and global leadership in sustainable development and IBM's breakthrough innovations in AI and hybrid cloud. Our aim is to empower leaders, organizations, and community members alike with insights to make impactful energy decisions around the world by making innovative models freely accessible to the public.
UNDP and IBM worked together over 2 years through the IBM Sustainability Accelerator using technologies such as IBM Watson X, IBM Cloud, and IBM Environmental Intelligence, sponsored by IBM.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The fans are... And we are back. We'll see about that with the great Ron Say. And this week in Dodger history, presented by BFF Financial, we got two. We got the first one. Everybody knows this one, 1951. The shot heard round the world. Bobby Thompson, one out, three-run homer off Ralph Branca, beats the Dodgers in the bottom of the ninth, 5-4. The Giants win the pennant! The Giants win the pennant! The Giants win the pennant! Everybody remembers that one?
Heard so many stories from Ralph Branca in spring training and fantasy camp about the lead-up. You know, him pitching in relief, didn't have enough time to warm up. They were stealing our signals. You know, everything went wrong. And, you know, and then he went on tour with Bobby Thompson to celebrate the event. And I don't know what they were paying to do that back then, but I don't know. I just sound like, you know, I mean, a little odd that you'd now want to take advantage of this in a different way.
And here's another one. 1980. Don't want to put my head in the lion's mouth, but if you remember this one, Ron, 1980, in the 163rd game of the season, 35-year-old knuckleballer Joe Niekro earns his 20th victory, going the distance to defeat the Dodgers 7-1 in a winner-take-all contest for the NL West.
And that is a game that I did not play in, because in my last at-bat that sent this game into another game that had to be played on the next day to see who would go and be in the playoffs. I homered my last at bat, but to win the game, but I hit a ball down off my instep of my left foot.
Ouch.
And it hurt so bad. And I went out and played defense, and this thing is throbbing, and I was hoping that it wouldn't have been a mistake for me to go back out there. But that day after the game, I went and soaked the ice. I went home and soaked it. It wasn't responding. I went to Sentinella Hospital. I saw Dr. Job as soon as the doors opened, because we had a 1 o'clock day game. They drained my ankle with a big syringe, and they shot inflammatory drugs in there. I couldn't play.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry Royce, I think, couldn't pitch or something else. But we ended up tossing it away early, made some errors, costly errors. Houston wins. We go home. Tough one. Very tough.
That's a tough one.
Tough loss. Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's do our little playoff preview. It's the, like you said, it's the most wonderful time of the year right now. We got playoffs, baseball playoffs. We got the NFL and college football deep in the season, and the NBA is right around the corner. Let's go through some of these matchups and make some predictions. So let's start with the AL wild card. This is the Tigers and Astros. Your thoughts?
Right now, I like, I mean, it's hard to pick against Houston. It really is. They got a veteran club.
The violent.
But it's about time they go down.
Yes.
I'm not rooting for them anymore.
No.
Dusty Baker is not the manager.
He's not.
And Detroit had a terrific year. Tarek Skubal is probably the pitcher that's going to win the Cy Young Award in the American League. He went in game one, and I like Detroit.
Very nice. All right, moving right along. This is going to be the Royals at the Orioles. This is a 5 seed and a 4 seed.
I really like this matchup. This is two young teams now coming to the top. Kansas City rebounded from a horrible year. They've got some great young talent. They've got two studs in the rotation in a short series. That's meaningful. And Baltimore, they are just a team that I love to watch. They're young. They're hungry. They bring back the old winning tradition of the Baltimore Orioles that was existent in the 1970s with Brooks Robinson, Franks Robinson, Boog Powell, Elrod Hendricks, and then, of course, Jim Palmer and that pitching staff. They had four pitchers on a staff that won 20 games. That won't happen.
No, that is an albatross right there.
And they've got the best catcher in baseball in the kid from Oregon State. You know who he is.
Yeah, what's his name? Yeah,
yeah, what's his name? Anyway, it was. I do like Baltimore. I think they've got a real good shot to win.
Okay. All right. Now let's move on to the NL wildcard round. We have the aforementioned Mets and the Brewers.
Adley Rutschman. Adley Rutschman is the catcher.
Okay. Yeah,
I had a brain freeze. I'm sorry. The question was?
We're moving on to the playoff predictions for the NL wildcard round, and now we have the Mets versus the Brewers.
You know, the Brewers, I think, have been under the radar in most people's expectations, but they are a very solid team. They don't have, you know, a superstar or two on their club. It's really kind of a joint effort. They've done a really good job all season long of they pretty much won convincingly the Central, no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mets, they have rebounded. They've been hot the second half. They've got some very hot players right now with Lindor, who a lot of people, some people, New Yorkers feel that should be the MVP in the National League. But get over that. Get over that. There's only one MVP,
yeah, it's pretty
DH
obvious.
Or otherwise.
Yeah.
And that is not Francisco Lindor, all due respect to the great year that he had. I'm going to take the Mets.
Okay, we got the Mets. I'm marking that down. All right, next NL wildcard round, we have the Braves and the Padres.
You know, the Padres have really come on the last couple of years. They have, I think, a club now that is very confident. I think it doesn't matter whether they are a divisional winner or a wild card team. The Braves have limped through the year, fought very hardly, very hard. They lost Ronald Acuna Jr., the MVP from last year's team, who hit 40 home runs and sold 70 bases. He hasn't been available all year. Austin Riley, their all-star third baseman, is out for the year. Ozzie Albies, who had a great game against the Mets in that doubleheader the other day, was out for an extended period of time. And Olsen, the first baseman who led the league in home runs and runs batted in with 50 and 100-plus last year, pretty much came back and had a 30 and 95 season. I like their lineup. Marcell Ozuna has been their leader, drove in another 100 runs with 39 dingers this year. Their pitching staff, they lost their number one guy, Strider, at the beginning of the season. They have fought back valiantly, but I'm going to go with the Padres in this one.
Okay, you're going with the Padres. All right, so now let's look forward to the next round. And so we have the AL Division Series. The Yankees get that bye, of course, and they're the number one seed, and they will face the winner of the Royals and for the Orioles. And did you pick the Orioles?
I picked the Orioles.
Yeah. Orioles. Okay, so who do you like between the Yankees and the Orioles?
They're in the same division. They battled all year long. I'd kind of like to see the Orioles win. Mm-hmm. Really do. I really think that they're good enough. They're hungry enough. They certainly have great. They have a switch hitter that hit 40 home runs here this year in Santander. They have the nucleus of a terrific future right in front of them. But I think the Yankees are going to prevail in this one.
Okay, and moving right along, you picked the Tigers because the Astros. It's time for them to go off the stage.
Yeah.
If the Tigers do advance, they would face the Guardians in that round. Who do you like on that?
Well, and here's another team that's been under the radar all year long. Almost pulled off the best record in the American League. Pretty much cruised through the Central Division. all year long. They've had a terrific year from their third baseman, Jose Ramirez, 39 home runs. I think he had 40 stolen base. He almost became a 40-40 guy. And also drove in 118 runs. I think it'll be very competitive, but I think Cleveland is going to be the winner in this one.
Okay. And moving right along, we have now moving over to the NL Division Series. And so the Dodgers, the number one seed, they will face the winner of the Braves-Padres Series. Who do you like in that one?
This is really difficult because the Dodgers have three primary players, the three top guys in the lineup that are their major players. Now, Teoscar Hernandez also, he had 33 home runs. He had 99 runs batted in, 275. That's a great year. Great year. Will Smith plugged in with 20 home runs. Expected more from him. The rest of the lineup is kind of mix and match, how it ever fits in. My feeling is there's going to be a lot of pressure at the top of the lineup because what they've faced all year long is they have to get it done with these three guys and a pitch in here and there from some others. But they didn't expect and didn't have much contribution from the lower part of the lineup.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to be able to have these three guys at a peak when Freeman has been banged up and Betts has performed but not – he's got hurt. Ohtani is really the shining light. If they can somehow control Ohtani and not have him come up in big inning games where he's the focal point, or if they can somewhere along the line pitch around him, I think it's going to be tough for the Dodgers to win. And I say that because their pitching rotation.
It's been decimated by injuries.
Nobody knows really who they are.
And that's been the Achilles heel, no pun intended, for the Dodgers' postseason hopes these past couple of years.
And Yamamoto, you know, has just come back. And you would say based on, you know, how much money they paid, he has to be one of those players if he's good enough to go.
Yeah.
And the rest of it is whoever's available, whoever matches up the metrics, whatever. I think it's going to be tough for the Dodgers to win. I really do.
All right, we got a minute to go. Last but not least, the Phillies. The Phillies will face the winner of the Mets Brewers.
I like the Phillies.
You like the Phillies?
Yeah, straight across. I like the Phillies. I think they for the most part, they had the best record for most of the year. They tailed off a bit, but they had put room between them and the Mets. It was really a matter of, you know, we've got this secured. Let's make sure that we're going to go into this. I like their pitching rotation. I like the Phillies.
All right, nice. All right, there you have it, folks. We will be monitoring all these series moving forward. Make sure you jot down Ron's picks and take them to your local bookie. And we appreciate maybe a little rake on that, maybe a 10%, a little percentage or something like that. So,
well, no offense, Dodger fans. I'm just being honest about my opinion. I'm candid. That's the way it is.
You call him like you see him.
I pretty much do.
You call him like you see him. Real fast, we got about 30 seconds before this break. Do you see if the Dodgers' pitching woes are terrible in the playoffs that they might actually go to Ohtani as a pitcher at some point in this playoffs?
I wouldn't put anything past him. I think it would be a mistake. But you never know what's going to happen.
You never know. Indeed.
Yeah, you sure don't. Baseball is baseball.
It is. Stick around, you guys. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll see about that with the great Ron Say.
This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Campy, just fine.
Okay, we're on our last segment, about ready to shut things down, and I want to remind you to please visit me at my website, theronsayshow.com. Penguin Power, my book, is available over there with several multiple signing options and our podcast menu of all of our past guests and future guests to be there and available at the site. And I want to remind you that we have a special guest next week in Jeff Dellenbach, a former Wisconsin Badger who played 15 years in the NFL with Miami, New England, Green Bay, and Philadelphia. So we're looking forward to a chat with Jeff and how he views today's game.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. And make sure also, like Ron said, check out the website. And if you're listening to this on Spotify or on Apple, give us a rate, subscribe, and review. It really helps us out. We really appreciate it. And last things we want to talk about, why can't Georgia beat Alabama?
You know, I saw that game, and I saw the blitzkrieg that Alabama put on Georgia to start the game. 28-0
by half.
So, you know, okay, you're on the road, you're in a very hostile environment, big game early in the season, getting it taken to you, and my team is playing soon, so I switched over and started Washington State. And they, of course, got beat by Boise State, and they took a good thumping there. But I saw at the game winding down that Georgia was now making a comeback, right? They had a big third quarter, they got within reach, and then before you know it, it was, 34-21, And then it's 34-28 or 33-28 or whatever it was. And then Georgia comes all the way back with 2.5 minutes to go to take the lead. Unbelievable. The game of the year so far for me. And then Alabama has a spectacular play, 75-yard touchdown pass to a 17-year-old freshman that was something to behold for Alabama fans. Georgia has lost 3 games out of the last 52, all to Alabama.
What did Pedro say that one time? The Yankees are my daddy. It seems that Georgia,
Georgia. Oh, man. Well, I tell you what, I do like this new format, though, because Georgia has also on the schedule third-ranked Tennessee, second-ranked Texas. I'm off to get surgery the next couple days. I hope that you will all join us next week when we have special best. Thanks for joining us.